This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil, VK5SRP, with the latest news from AHARS. We've been under the impression the shack site is to be sold and redeveloped, but the ladies who look after the hall are putting up a fight to keep the facility as a training and archival storage site. Let's hope they win the battle and we can stay in our shack. We've been looking around the Blackwood and Belair area for suitable premises. The AHARS shack is used for coffee and chat sessions, assessment and training, and for technical update session. We have several technical sessions planned, but so far we've not been able to use the existing shack. AHARS is planning to have a silent auction shortly, and John, VK5EMI, is busy making up a list of the more valuable items that are stored in various members' QTHs and in the shack, mostly from deceased estate collections. At this week's general meeting, Glenn, VK5GLN, will be showing us the equipment he saved from being thrown out from Station 3GI in Sale, Victoria. At the June general meeting, we have two visitors from Victoria, and their presentation is entitled Amateur Radio for Kids. Joe, VK3SCR, and Julie, VK3FOWL, can be contacted almost any afternoon on 7.105 MHz, and they like to have a chat. This coming Friday, being the second Friday of the month, we will be meeting at the Blackwood RSL for lunch at 12 noon. If you wish to attend the lunch, it's a good idea to book with the RSL on 8278 6253 or via email at rslbwod@bigpond.com. That's rslbwod@bigpond.com. Please keep your subs rolling in. If you do not ever have access to online banking, you can send us your payments to the AHARS post box. AHARS Inc., P.O. Box 401, Blackwood, S.A., 5051. The stubs are still $20 for WIA members and $25 for non-WIA members if paid before the end of March. There is now a late fee of $5 to be added to these figures. I've updated the AHARS calendar on the website over the last weekend, and this can be accessed by clicking on the Upcoming Events tab at the opening page, and then under the big PDF logo, you will find a PDF file called AHARS Calendar _ 2021 and a version number. Click on this file. This is the calendar. Keep an eye on your emails and an ear on the Sunday broadcast to find out what AHARS is planning for 2021. My email address for this month is still philstore@adam.com.au. That's philstore@adam.com.au. That's all for this week's 73.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the Southeast Radio Group. The car rally that our group provided the communication for last Saturday week went like clockwork, and the organisers were reportedly gobsmacked that we were able to provide good radio coverage over the whole footprint of the event. Even though it was quite close to Mount Gambier, it is heavily populated with pine trees, and many spots did not have mobile phone coverage, and UHFCB was also next to useless. This is a similar result to the last car rally that was held in the Haywood, Victoria area, which was a leg of a national series. Even the SES was not able to communicate with their units that they had dotted around the course, but we were able to provide good coverage for the whole event. There was one bit of drama that occurred when a civilian car entered one of the controls. The officials present informed the driver that A, he was trespassing, B, was on a closed road because of the rally, and C, he would be reported to police. The driver informed the officials that he was entitled to do what he liked and planned on doing just that, and then he roared off. It turned out that the car had been stolen in Adelaide and had performed two or three petrol drive-offs on his way to the southeast. Police were notified and went looking, but unfortunately were not able to track him down. I believe that the car was last seen heading for Victoria. Of course, the stage had to be held up until the organisers were sure that the wanted vehicle had cleared the course and it was safe to continue the rally. This meant that some of the officials, including our club members, were a bit late getting home, about 12:30 a.m. I believe. It was a good outcome though, as everyone stayed safe and the event was otherwise incident free. That brings us up to date for this week. As always, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, next weekend, there's a couple of events coming up involving the North East Radio Club. And the first of these will be the general meeting on Friday the 14th of May. And it will be Steve, VK5SFA, giving us the lowdown on his nice new ICOM IC705. So come along to the Modbury West Community Hall. Get there about 7:15 for a 7:30 p.m. start. And see the wonders of this modern piece of amateur radio technology. And remember, of course, that the COVID rules will still apply at the meeting. So that's next Friday, the 14th of May, for the general meeting of the North East Radio Club. And the second event next weekend will be the Tea Tree Gully Post Office and Telegraph Station Museum Heritage Sunday on the 16th of May 2021, and that will be held between the hours of 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and there will be a recreation of the opening of this particular station at 11:30 a.m. on the Sunday. Now, North East Radio Club will be in attendance to demonstrate sending Morse code messages and to show two-way radio operations. Now, the rooms of the Heritage Building will be open and there'll be other displays as well. And, of course, there'll be some interesting other events around, so get along to the Tea Tree Gully Heritage Museum, which is located at 3 Perseverance Road, Tea Tree Gully. That is next Sunday, the 16th of May. And just a reminder that the usual North East Radio Club nets are still happening. The Coffee Corona Club net is on at 0900 on Houghton Repeater every Wednesday mornings, and it's just prior to the Real Coffee Club meeting at the Tea Tree Gully Library, which commences at 10 a.m. And of course on Friday afternoons at 1700 on the linked repeater system you will find the F-Troop net. So that's two nets that the North East Radio Club run each week. And for all you fans of the digital C4FM system, don't forget that the WIA broadcast is relayed every Sunday on the digital C4FM repeaters in room 69159. The broadcast is on at 0900 on Sunday mornings, but if you sleep in and miss it, don't worry. It's repeated again that evening at 1900 hours. And this is all a fully automated service. So don't forget that. The WIA broadcast every Sunday on C4FM. Well, that's all for this week. I hope you had a good time during the week. We'll see you again next time. 73s and good DX from Les. VK5 KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.